I'm your host, Shazan, and on The Skinny, we get down to the nitty-gritty of living your best and empowered life now. I'm a wife, mom of two, daughter, sister, friend, and mompreneur. So I know from experience that as women, we have many shoes to wear, and it's not just the ones in our wardrobes. This season, we're going deep with lady chats and girl talks about topics that impact our multifaceted lives as women daily. Funny how some people think that just because we have strong opinions about our style and fashion, that we won't, can't, or don't have strong opinions about what's going on around the world and in the news. Well, we crush all of that on The Skinny. And yes, that definitely includes style, fashion, and beauty too. So let's hit it, because it's showtime. Hello, beautiful ones. I hope you've had a great week. And if it wasn't that great for you, I hear you. It's one of those ugly things that we all deal with. Don't feel alone. Just remember and know that it can and it will get better. Why you say? I hear you saying that. Because even if you're not feeling that way right now, you're more awesome than you think and feel at this very moment. And it's simple. You deserve greatness. That's why we all do. So just keep on hanging in there. It's behind you. It's going to be behind you. And I'm here. That's why this is the escape, the place of escape. So that being said, all you awesome ones, on the show today, it's real talk. The nitty-gritty chit-chat about stepping out on faith. What it really takes, is it all it's cracked up to be? So, we hear it all the time. How great it is. You may have thought of it. You might be thinking of it. May even have done it. But for those thinking of it or those going through it right now at this very moment, do we hear the honest, down and dirty truth about what it really entails mentally and emotionally, and what it takes to make a positive and successful move in our lives? Not often. We don't hear about the real deal often. That is for sure. Most times, you know, the truth of the matter is that it's most times it's presented in this way to go move to make in life, whether at church, whether it's your conference or an empowering gathering, or even just talking to another person who's actually making it like now in their leap of faith journey. But so many times that little part between the initial idea and brave move of doing it gets skimmed over really quickly and gets fast forwarded to the successful part. You know, so you hear them talk about the idea and then now the success. So what ends up happening is that you can sometimes end up feeling like you're not as lucky as them, not as blessed as the other person, or your idea or goal may not be a good one, or maybe I'm just not meant to be living this blessed, rich, successful, fulfilled life like the other people you've seen or hear. You feel like you're on the outside, right? So I always say, when I hear these talks, you know, the motivational conversations, the success stories, and all of these different things, I'm like, honey, halt. Back that thing up for this lady over here and give me the meat in the middle, right? The nitty gritty, the rizzle dizzle, okay? Whatever you want to call it. Let me know about the grime in the middle before getting to over here at the end. Because if we're to be inspired, then lay it out. Lay it out so we can make intelligent decisions for ourselves with all capital A-L-L, all the cards on the table. Please don't make it only seem like roses, chocolates, and tutus over here. Please. Okay. That's how I see it. And that's how I feel it should be. We should get more of that. So let's tap into this part first. The goal when making our major decisions is to be as well informed as possible, right? So before we go one step further, let's clarify and define what stepping out on faith really means. Okay. Stepping out on faith is leaving your comfort zone, the place in your life you consider the safe space. Even, here we go now, even if it's not your happy place. So if you've been going to this job for, this is an example, you're going to this job for like the past 10 years. You're not happy, but it's a regular safe paycheck that you can bank on, but you're not feeling fulfilled. So this is not necessary. It's safe, but it's not necessarily what is with me in this word? Not necessarily your happy place. Make sense? So talking about stepping out on faith can sound so easy, but it can be pretty scary. It's the brave move of stepping out into the unknown. Like, it's an adventure when you're stepping out on faith. And sometimes this step could even become like you leaping into your destiny, something that you know you're drawn to within your soul. You know that this is something you would love to do or something that you've always wanted to do. And fear of failure, fear of change, fear of something different, fear of something new, fear of what it could be if you're successful, what that requires for you at that point, pulling you out of the safe space, all of that is what taking that leap of faith, that what you leap into. So let's talk about, what is faith? Faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So that is that is the proper definition. My little two cents, my two pennies, okay? First of all, faith, I always say this, faith is not a feeling. It is a conscious choice in our minds. We choose to have faith. So when making like these big, decisions that requires faith, if we're expecting to feel like these googly feelings to know whether we're moving by faith or stepping out on faith, just stop. Please. It's not that you're hearing something, all of a sudden you get goosebumps running through your body and you're like, ooh, yes, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. No, faith is a conscious choice. It's you having trust and confidence in something that you're going after, trust and confidence in yourself and what you believe. So my summary is, faith takes guts. Stepping out on faith to go after a dream, a goal, a change, a better life, whatever that translates to for you, it's an absolutely brave and powerful choice and decision in your life. And seeing it as a powerful move, more so than a scary step, because it just depends on how you decide to look at it. So seeing it as powerful instead of scary is way more invigorating and badass. Excuse my, there's no need to excuse it, okay? It really is powerful. And like I said, it's invigorating and it's badass. If you have the guts and nerves and confidence and trust enough in yourself to make these moves, that is absolutely awesome. This is something that I've done. I can tell you it is scary as heck, but it is also rewarding. So that's something that I can share with you from experience, that yes, it is scary. Yes, it does depend on how you choose to look at it. even though it can be scary, you can choose to look at it as a powerful move. And if you choose to do it, the rewards can be massive. Okay. So let me now give you the nitty-gritty meat in the middle part of the idea and the successful part. Okay. This major move, I'm keeping it real with you because you have some people that move on purely emotions and goosebumps and chills. Like, you know, when you sit in the church and you hear somebody say something and then all of a sudden you get goosebumps and you feel like, hey, that kind of thing. They make decisions based on that, excluding other important factors. I'm not saying that that's not an important thing to have as a part of your move, but there's other factors that play into that. So this major move, number one, requires research on what you're going after, because the goal of making a leap of faith is to meet up with success on the other side. So if that's what you want, this is some of the stuff in the middle that a lot of times people don't take the time to share when they're giving their testimony or they're giving their success story, however you want to look at it, or whatever scenario you're sitting under when you're hearing this stuff. Number two, proper planning, not impulsive actions, like quitting your job today with nothing in place, like a plan. That is not a good move. Okay. You got to plan for that stuff. You got to project, line up your ducks, whatever you have, put them in a row, whatever it is. You need a plan. Realistic projections based on where you're at in your life and what you want to achieve over a certain period of time. Be realistic with yourself. Don't set yourself up for disappointment. And this definitely is not saying to underestimate your abilities or underestimate the possibilities. What it's saying is to be realistic with what you have on the table right now, what you want to do, and what you need to do in the middle to get from point A to point B. And with these realistic expectations, no, realistic projections, then it's knowing that as all of this stuff is going on, it won't be, I'm trying to make sure that I'm saying this in an effective way. Okay, so this whole thing right now is that with your realistic projections, it's not to dummy down your plans or to dummy down what you think can happen. By no means at all. It's just knowing that you have to look at the practicalities and then plan with what you have in front of you. Okay. And knowing all of that, in addition to knowing that it won't all be easy and smooth sailing, but that is just a part of it. It's just a part of the whole deal. For the most, you know, have it together person that you see, if they're willing to share in an honest way, they'll let you know that, you know, all of that is just a part of it. And remembering that the super duper challenging parts that will come, the super duper challenging parts of the process, does not mean by any bit at all that you're failing or that you made a wrong decision, because it's so easy. It's happened to me. It's so easy to feel like because it's becoming challenging or because it seems and feels like all the doors are closing that you're trying to enter, that maybe you made the wrong decision. And then you start to second guess yourself. Just know that when you are climbing this mountain, when you are taking this leap, this is all a part of the success story. This is the grime. This is just a part of the, you know, the hills and the valleys, the ups and the downs, the roller coaster ride. The people who stay on the ride, who stay in it for the long haul, are the ones that you're hearing with the success stories. They didn't jump and bail you know, and call it a day when it got really, really hard. So there are days that will absolutely feel amazing and productive. Then you're going to have the days that are discouraging, like seriously, the days where you will cry and swear. So not kidding. Days when you won't want to get out of bed, and you probably won't, because you've become so scared that you may have made the wrong decision or the wrong move in your life. And I'm just keeping it real, you know. And also days when it's the flip side, you're feeling on top of the world and you see the light at the end of the tunnel. All of this, it's like a marble cake. Marble brownies, take a moment just to think about it. It's all good in the end, but it's all a mix of everything. It's all good in the end if you can hang in there. So these are some of the things that happens to most of the successful people too, if not all of them. All of what we're talking about right here that, you know, again, sometimes when you hear people talk, they don't share this part. So then it just seems very pretty, you know, and then not to knock them. Sometimes when you do have someone that comes to a speaking engagement, there's a limited amount of time, or there might be an outline of what they're told to cover. You know, don't scare people with the nuts and bolts of it. Don't scare people with the meat in the middle, the grime and all of that kind of stuff. But I'm sharing it with you because I don't want to have you think that, you know, it's supposed to be smooth sailing. And I don't want where when you're faced with a tough situation or it's just a tough time, and it's not just a tough day or a week. Sometimes it goes over into months where it's an emotional and a mental battle that you're going through, that you become so discouraged and then doubt your dream or give up on your dream or throw in the towel or don't even bother attempting it in the first place. I don't want that. So I'm going to share it with you and let you know that when you are going through those things, don't be frightened in thinking that you're the only one. That's not the situation. So here's what I've actually heard someone say, I just walked off the job, honey. I'm stepping out on faith. Okay. In my mind, when I hear that, I immediately go through thinking, oh my God, do you have a plan? Do you have money saved up to keep you afloat for a minute during this transition? Okay. Are you clear on what you're going after and what it entails? Do you have a support system, a confidant? I mean, someone, it could be one person. Okay. Let's remember that family doesn't always have to or won't always be the person or go-to person, or sometimes the person who thinks they may be your go-to person isn't who your go-to person should or needs to be, because they're not that support system that you're needing. So do you have this in place that, you know, people that know what you're going to do and they're in your corner to hear you out on a rough day, cheer for you, be there when you need honest feedback, encourage you on those days or months when things just become so intense? If the answer is no, then you have just set yourself up for a higher possibility of failure in this step that you've taken impulsively. And, you know, everything that we do, there's a chance of failure. But if we put some things together and put a few more things in place, it kind of lessens the possibility of failure. So, you know, don't leave a meeting or, you know, church after a sermon that has got you going and the pastor was talking to you specifically for you to walk out on your job tomorrow morning and think, that's it, I'm quitting tomorrow. Don't have two pennies to rub together, but I'm going to do it anyway. All right. Just hear me, please. Don't be impulsive. Just because you're frustrated with your situation. But if all those questions I asked you before, do you have a plan? Do you know what it entails? What are you working towards? Do you have someone to bounce your ideas off of? Someone that you respect, appreciate, love, and trust? If your answer is yes, then boom, fantastic. You're ready. Do it. And, you know, I have to mention this too. As you go through, like when you're doing this, because, okay, yeah, we've gotten that and we put it in a nutshell, because our goal is to live our best life and to live what that happy life is for you. And here's another point that I do want to make sure I say too. Just because you are in a job that is your day-to-day and that is your place of security, and you desire to do something else, doesn't mean that you have to leave your security to do what you love. If it's not going to balance out and make sense, at least initially, do both. Again, plan, put those things in place, get on with what you desire, get working at it, incorporate it into your life, bring that happiness and joy into your life. And sometimes both things are happening at the same time. It doesn't always have to mean leave one for the other. For some people it does, but that doesn't mean that that's the outline for everybody. So just, that's just a little note that I wanted to put in there too. But, you know, this I do want to mention, as you're going through the process, now, boom, we're moving forward, everything's fine and moving along. As you go through this, I'm just going to, it's an honest place that I'm going to take you to right now. Every stage of your journey, know that you will encounter people that are filled with empty promises and a bunch of hot air. It's not you. Don't take it personal. Try not to take it personal. This world is just full up of a bunch of BSers, time wasters. And regardless of all of that, I have to say, keep going, because you will encounter that. And it can be discouraging. And the bottom line is, taking a leap of faith is a beautiful and super powerful thing. So is it all it's cracked up to be? Yes, if you get all of the nuts and bolts and the meat in the middle. Yes, it is all it's cracked up to be, because again, there is success and happiness on the other side of you succeeding and accomplishing a goal, desire, or dream. So set yourself up for success. Whew, almost bit my lip off of that one. Set yourself up for success by putting some things and plans in place for yourself as best as possible beforehand. Just think it through. Put some things in order, put some money aside, or pay off some bills, because when you are going after something new and you need that or require that new thing to produce and give you a return, an unrealistic return, to cover all of your expenses and your bills and whatever it is before it's actually had an actual time to, you know, put roots in the ground so that it can actually flourish and produce organically. That's not a good thing. That's not a good way to go about doing what you're about. And It's such an amazing thing. So it's not something to be discouraged about. It's something to be knowledgeable about. So if you know these things going in, or if you now hear these things while you're going through it, then you can be encouraged in knowing that, hey, this is just a path and a part of the journey to get me where I need to be. So, you know, one of the things that you always hear is to reach out to people that are doing the same thing that you're planning on doing or would like to do. Well, the truth of the matter is we hear that a lot, but you know, not every person who is in a successful, what you see as a successful position, is going to be willing to actually share or mentor with you. Mentor you, you know, or be a mentor. So that's put out there a lot where, you know, reach out and, you know, talk to people and stuff like that. That's not always going to, it's a great idea, but the truth of the matter is on the other side of that, the person who you're reaching out to, they're not always going to necessarily be responding to you the way that you think or the way people make it sound when they say this stuff. So heck, they probably won't even call or email you back. But I will say this, just because that person is a dud, I said it, doesn't mean everyone will be. So don't let it burst your bubble, but I do want you to know that that is a possibility. It's definitely happened before. And, you know, when it does happen, it becomes very discouraging, you know, and the first few times that I experienced it, when people were sharing their stories, it was definitely going from the idea to the success. There was no meat in the middle at all whatsoever. So it definitely was encouraging, but, hey, I was like, what? Nobody's sharing this part. After I got through all of that stuff and discovered it for yourself, it's like, dude, can you tell me about the meat in the middle, please? So, just keep on reaching out to others because there are some really kind and willing people out there too. So it just takes a little digging. Don't throw in the towel the first two or three people that don't respond the way that you would think they would or the way that they put off. You may have met them and they're like, hey, reach out to me. Here's my card. Call me, email me. And then after that, it's like nothing. It falls on, you know, deaf ears. So just know that they aren't the majority. That's what I want to say. And the other thing, don't compare your pace or progress with anyone else's when you're going through this stuff. Don't look at, oh, this success story over here and become discouraged about your own success story. Believe in yourself, in your dreams, and no matter what, don't allow yourself to give up on you. Don't. Even when you're laying on your face and crying, I can't do it, I can't. Say all of that. Just don't give up on yourself. Okay. This is one thing that I want you to take away from all of what I've said. Failing to plan means you're planning to fail. And we're not about failing. We're not about all of that failing stuff around here on the skinny. We're not. We are winners and we make boss lady moves. So just know it is all it's cracked up to be. What does it really take? It just takes some planning. It doesn't take, you know, dismissing your desire to take a leap of faith. It just requires a little planning, putting some stuff in place so that you set yourself up for success. All right. So guess what, beautiful ones? That's a wrap. That is a wrap. Remember, you know, the points that I told you, it, you know, major moves requires research, planning, realistic projections, and remembering that it is super challenging. It will be discouraging, but it doesn't mean that you're failing or that you've made a wrong decision. And failing to plan means you're planning to fail. All right. That is that, honey bunnies. Remember that we're now both on iTunes and SoundCloud this season, season two of The Skinny. Woo-woo! Please subscribe and share The Skinny with others and take a second for me, please, to review and rate the show itself on the platform that you're listening, whether it's on SoundCloud or iTunes. Let me know what you're thinking in the reviews. And remember that we love stars, anything that sprinkles and twinkles. Follow us on Instagram at Shayzon, Shayzon, and at The Skinny Podcast. And of course, everything's really simple around here. Shayzon.com is the main port to everything that we do. You get on there and you can, you know, feather out from there to whatever you want to look at or find out more about me or about the show. And drop us a line if you have a topic that you'd like to hear on the show or if you have any questions about an episode. tapintheshadeson.com. Let me know right there. See you there. I really hope that this was help to somebody out there. I hope that if you weren't starting out with such a great day, that your day is getting better, or your night or evening, whatever time you're listening to this. And I hope you enjoyed our time together. You've been listening to The Skinny with me, Shazan. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me. As always, remember, you have the right and deserve to live a beautiful and empowered life. Stay tuned for next week's podcast. Hugs and kisses. Mwah.